Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. It's a blessing to speak His word. It's a blessing to honor the Lord our God and King. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of all of our worship. And only in heaven it will be fully realized how the Lord watched out for us. He cared about us in detail. And He had our backs. He watched out for us. He put things in place so that we could get to know Him. Remember, the Lord is greatly limited when people are unwilling. And sometimes by the deception of this world and the actions of others, the actions of society, the mindsets of the crowd, the persuasions of the people, is based on Satan's deception and Satan's rebellion. Sometimes both. And the world system is designed by Satan to cause people to be unwilling towards God, to believe the worst against Him. But as we receive His word by faith, a healing process starts on the inside of all of us who listen, who have ears to hear. Anybody that has ears to hear, anybody that desires to know the God, to know the truth of God, everyone who desires to know the truth of God, once they are introduced to it, they'll hear their Father's voice and they want more knowledge of Him. And sometimes people on the other side of a thought, they believe something else right now. But when they're sincere in their heart, God has something to work with. Now, there are places on earth where they have outlawed Christianity. But there are still people, there are still those inside the society, and many, if the gospel was preached, they come to the Lord and they come to know Him. And some people, they believe deception right now. But if the truth was told to them, they will immediately get saved. And the Lord knows this. So Jesus, just like He appeared to Apostle Paul, He's been appearing to people from different places in the world. There are many Muslims. He's appeared to them, and they got saved. They believe. And then they get others saved. And a lot of prayers are going up. One man had a dream. Not a dream, but he had a vision. He went to heaven. And he could see prayers going up all around the world. Now, most of the prayers, according to his dream, which is on YouTube, you have to Google it. Or, you have to go to YouTube, and there's a way to find it. You can start by looking at people who had heavenly experiences. But this man saw prayers going up. And most of them were coming from places like Iran. Not America. So, it doesn't matter what country it's from. It's where people want to know God. The only people that pray like that are those who want to know God. They have a desire and a passion to know Him. Now, I remember when people would go to church for hours, and they really wanted to know the Lord, and they would go to camp meetings. And that lasted all day, and people had a time in the Lord. And Lynette, I was watching Lynette Hagin last night, and she was reminiscing about how people used to have a strong hunger for the Word. Now people want a 30-minute message. But, 10, 20 years ago, they would stay in line for an hour just to get inside the building. And then they go to camp meetings that lasted all day. And I've been in some wonderful meetings, some Holy Ghost meetings, and you don't want to leave, you enjoy it. Now, I go in the Lord's presence wherever I am, at home, at work. I learn to go in His presence and commune with Him. When I'm working, I have to think, but I listen to the Word. But when I'm alone with the Lord, I talk to Him and listen to what He has to say. And He say He has a lot to say. And some things that He teach me, I'm amazed. Sometimes when He's preparing me for a work, He has to train me. And I love when the Lord takes time and train me for something. I love it. I'd rather listen to Him than ride a motorcycle, swim in a pool, and eat barbecue. I love to hear my Father's voice. And I get a chance to ask all my old questions, and He answer them, and I love it. It's fellowship. That's what Jesus died to give us. He died for every part of our life. Because of His great love for us, He put us in a great advantage. We have to receive Him and listen to what He's saying. Take Him at His word. My friend, if you do these things, you're going to love it. It is good. It is wonderful. You're not going to want to go back to the old way. You're going to want to do it God's way. And the Lord has so much to say, good things to say and share with us. Now, there's no reason for anybody to miss out. Worship is the key. Praying in the Holy Ghost gets you started. Now, I like to worship God. I like to open the Word of God and read some of the Psalms, worshiping Him with the Word. And pray in the Holy Spirit. And then sit quietly and listen to what He has to say. When you present yourself, your whole being, your whole body, everything, you yield your heart and you renew your mind with the Word of God. You yield yourself as a living sacrifice. See, God needs living sacrifices, people that are alive to Him. And also dead to the world. Dead to the world means that you reject the things of this world. It all goes back to the garden. You partake of the tree of life. You drink and you eat from the tree of life. And you reject worldly counsel. You reject worldly thoughts, worldly deception, worldly rebellion, worldly fears, the things that make you weak, things that hurt you, things that mar your life, and you rise far above all that. The embarrassing things, sins that you know you've done, you fear that people will find out about it. Don't fear it anymore. What can man do? If you did wrong, God has forgiven you. All sin has been forgiven, and you got to learn to walk in forgiveness. The only way a healing process to start, you have to take God at His word. And you got to forgive others who've done you wrong. And you forgive, you ask God to forgive you of your sins, and He does. And then the people that you hurt, go back and ask forgiveness and try to restore what was lost. That's the healing way of life. We operate not by nothing but the love of God. And people can understand, everybody does somebody wrong. And we need to make right the things that we've done wrong. Now, we can't always go back and undo what we've done. And sometimes we threw people way out of balance and their life may not ever be right. But a healing process starts with forgiveness. Those who hurt you, forgive them. And those you've hurt, ask them to forgive you. And ask the Father to forgive you. If you miss it, if you make a mistake, ask Him to forgive you. Like my pastor said, stay current. Stay in fellowship. Stay in loving fellowship with God. And then you can pray for people's strength. You may try to forgive somebody. They may be rude to you. They may curse you out. They may want to fight. But provoke no violence and pray for their strength. And go on and go forward and live your life. what's right has a cost all by itself. You can, you know, it's just, it's God's way for you to do the right thing. No matter what happens, do what's right. If you end up in a negative situation, do what's right. Do the right thing. And let God guide you in life. Some may not forgive, but God does. And He requires us to forgive. And I don't want to just forgive people. I want my life to represent God before people. And I want to be a blessing to people. I want to honor God in every form of life. I don't want there to be not one part of my life that I don't yield to the Lord. Now, some things you're going to need the wisdom of God to deal with. Before you just jump out there and do something, even if it's trying to heal relationships, ask the Lord first how to go about it. Regard His wisdom in every way. And one thing you can always do is pray for the people you know you hurt. Pray for their strength. Pray for their family. Pray for their courage. And then those that hurt you, pray for them. Pray that they can be restored. It'll keep you out of unforgiveness, which is very dangerous. It'll keep you out of strife. When you pray for people, your anger will leave. I used to confess the word, and I still do. If I have a problem with somebody, I confess that I love them, that I care about them, that I would do, you know, that I would do right by. I pray for people. And I tell Satan, I love them. I don't hate them. You use them against me, but I don't hold it against them. I forgive them. That's how you do him. You can't win against Satan unless you operate according to the word of God. And the more you love, the more you live. That's the primary thing. That's the first thing. That's the way we reach God, by our love. The way we love man is identical to the way we love God. Because if you hate the man that He made to represent Him, you hate him too. If you look down on others, you're looking down on God too. Pride is vicious. You don't need it. It doesn't prove anything. The good that we enjoy and the success that we have, God gave it to us. End of story. If I do something wise, it's because God blessed me to be wise. He put a part of Himself in me. He gave me some talents. He gave me some advantages. He gave me a portion, just like everybody else. And sometimes the people, he gives people various amounts of portion of His knowledge. Some have more than others. And we call them gifts. Some students, they can understand all forms of math without a problem. Some are musicians. Some can understand mechanical things. Some can understand people. All of it is good and necessary. And I like to get people on board with it, you know, to get in God's presence, and because they become super people, they become enhanced. I don't take the position that I'm better than others or nobody's greater than I am. I do the best I can, but without competition. I want to represent the Lord. I want to represent the light of God's word. In full hopes that everybody else will do greater in their life. And I sincerely hope that they do a better job than I do. I wish the Lord could give them a greater portion. Because God needs to be expressed. And if somebody can express his love better than me, I'm all for it. Because I'm going to give it all I got. And if they give it all they got, the body is stronger. The body can lift more weight. We can reach more people. I don't have a complex. I don't have to be the best and the first. I just want to do the will of God in my life, all with all my might, with all I can. And I want him to enhance me to do even greater. And I hope that others will take the same position and just do their very best. Give God their full best. Draw near to him. Especially smart people, people that are wise. Now, Paul pointed out that a lot of wise people are not saved. And a lot of people that are that man will look up to, you know, he got to use people that, the poor, those that will not learn, but they love God. Now, that's good. I'm glad somebody will follow him. But I like intelligent people, too. And if you're intelligent, if you've gone far in life, if you've done well in college, your grade point average was the highest at your school, and you got an education and you finished, I'm happy for you. Now, I would love to see you go in God's presence and worship him. And yield yourself to him. Yield your abilities to God. And let him guide you. Because if you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. I like intelligent people. I like people to be as wise as possible. I like people who love knowledge. And I like to see people win in life. I don't care what background you come from. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you've come from a very negative background and you're already overcome the evils that you saw and you're doing positive things, I greatly respect you, because you served God against all odds, and you didn't let bitterness slow you down. However you did it, I'm glad for you. I thank God for people that have come out of darkness and live in light. And if you came from a good background with everything going for you, your family may have been wealthy and you did something with the wealth and you did positive things and you was a blessing to people, I greatly respect you too. But whatever you do, no matter how far you've gone, I encourage everybody to hear this message to go as far as you can. Go in God's presence. He can enhance you. If you bear fruit, he will purge you. He will purge out the things that hinders you, the old thoughts and opinions that take toll on your life and hinder you. And he will refine you. He will pour more of his word in you. If you stay in the living love of God, this will happen for you. And he can anoint you. Now, when a man can do great things with the knowledge that God provides, with social knowledge, with educational knowledge, with professional knowledge. But when you receive the anointing, you have God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. But the anointing is only given to mature people, a man or a woman. Mature people. People that love God. That's who he anoints. Now, the thing about the anointing is you want to be able to go forward. And nobody that's anointed should ever go backwards. They should live a clean life and do what's right. They should live according to the word of God and not falter. And they should refrain from all forms of sin. Sin easily besets people. Sin throws you off track. It changes your focus. If your focus gets changed, it changes everything with it. So if you follow God and start and begin to have greater forms of success, don't pay attention. Don't let the success be your focus. If you draw near to the Lord and you're making progress, and a lot of problems arise, opposition arise, and it will. Don't focus on the opposition. Don't focus on the problems. Don't focus on the things that concern you. Stay in the love of God and win in life. Win against every challenge. Take your place in the kingdom of God. Don't let anything fall lacking. But do everything according to God's word. Because God cares about us. And He will help us go forward. And He will help us do the living things. He can cause your life to transform the lives of others. Like I said in many other in last week's recent broadcast, your everyday routine can be powerful in the hand of God. If you put your everyday routine, the way you do normal things, in the hand of God, I promise you, He will bless your life. He will enhance it. He will use your everyday routine just like a preacher's message, and it will help people heal. The way you live, the way you govern, the way you make choices in the sight of others, your love, your concern, your kindness, God can use it. You don't have to tell people that you're a Christian. Don't deny it, but you don't have to. Just the way you live will explain it. The way you do, the way things that you don't do explains it to them. And the counsel you give, it can really put them to the better. It can really help them see the God you love and serve. Now, once people get to know Him, the ways of the world will be exposed, and the devil won't be able to get a foothold like he wants to. It's not just about winning souls, it's about life. If you dare live the life of God, and if you do these things, you're making a statement. Your life is making a lighted statement of love. And it puts people in a position where they have to see it. And they have to make a choice. And it's beautiful. It works. You don't have to hide the light. Continue to live according to God's word. Continue to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. And you will see the handiwork of God unfold in the lives of many others. God loves you, and that love is so special. It is so wonderful. We need to broadcast it. We need to live the example of God's word so that all can have a chance to live. The things that I learn and love about God, and the fascinating things that I find out about, I immediately desire to share with many others. And I thank God for this technology called the website. I thank God for all the people that had a part in building it. And I can preach every day, and people can hear all around the world. And the Holy Spirit will guide people to this site. If the Holy Spirit guided you to it like He told me He will, I thank God for you. And don't underestimate what you can do in the name of Jesus. Ask the question, what can God do with my life? But don't look at your life. Look at Him and His wisdom. So whatever He revealed to you, whatever He put down deep in your heart, be faithful with it. If you want to honor God, be faithful with the last thing He told you to do. And continue to do what the Word told you to do. Study the Word. Get an understanding. The Proverbs said, with all you're getting, get an understanding. It's all right. Ask the Lord all the questions you can come up with and write them down. Write the answers down deep in your heart. And it will help transform your will into life. The life of God is the most wonderful thing I ever seen. The guidance of the Holy Spirit. Perfection. It's awesome perfection. And that's why I always say the Lord thinks of everything. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily, and I mean mightily, move in your all throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.